the rest of Kleimer, Yalav Taima Min Chaga, the Hainu Rosh Chedish, Shenikma Chag, Kedarmil Yel, Koralai Moid. So the Indian of Avela starts from Rosh Chedish. From Rosh Chedish until Tishimov, it's awesome. Uman the Yoma Kola Chedish, the one that says no, the whole 30 days, the whole Chedish is awesome. Kola Chedish Kulosa. Mechadosha, the Potter says Mechadosha, Mashma the whole Chedish. All 30 days of the week, the month is awesome. Uman the Yoma Kola Shabbos, only that week. Kulasa, Mishafta, Mashma the week. But I call upon this Mandiyam is a riot to Shmuel. One Mandiyam says, Kola Shabbos Kulasa, Mashma that week, that Tishvav comes out, no matter which day of the week Tishvav comes out, that whole week is also. Even the days after Tishvav also. So that's a riot to Shmuel. It's this Mandiyam that says before, that Kola Shabbos Kulasa, that goes like Shmuel. Yeah. That was the last day of Shem Gamil that was. The last verse of Shem Gamil Omer, Einu Oser Bel Oysa Shabbos Bovad. His Oysa Shabbos means that whole week is Oser. So that's like Shmuel, that the week that Tishvav comes out, even the days afterwards, is also Oser. Omer Rava, the halacha from Shem Gamil, the halacha is talking like that, that the whole week is Oser, Shasan, even the days after Tishvav of that week is also Oser. The Yomer Rava, Rava said, halacha to Rabbi Meir, we also pass like Rabbi Meir. Remeya said what? From Rosh Chodesh Ad HaTainis. So only the 9 days that's also. So Gemara says, V'tavayu l'kula. He meant to pass in both ways l'kula. So Rashi said, Lach Remeya means, the lefon of Osir, it's only Osir days before. Uliachre of Mutter, that's what he meant to say. V'tavayu l'kula, both ways go l'kula. What does that mean? Utsrich, we need both psokim. That you're like Rav Meir. In other words, it's also the first 9 days from Rosh Chodesh until Tishmav. Havamina, I would have thought, after the Rosh Chodesh. Not only just the days of the week up till Tishmav. Like the Moshe, let's say Tishmav comes out on Wednesday. So according to this chat, it's only Yasser until Wednesday. But Thursday and Friday, for sure, is Mutter. But if he only would have said like Rav Meir, I would have thought, it's also though all the first 9 days. That only that week is awesome. The first few days are not awesome. It's only awesome that week that Tishvav comes out on. So Tishvav comes out on Wednesday, he only starts 3 days before. Now, I would have thought, mamish like Roshim Gamliel, that whole week is awesome. True, the 3 days before, but maybe he was in the 3 days afterwards is also awesome. Kamash Malon, halachic Reb Meir, that the halachic is lakula. That it's only Yasa those few days from the beginning of the week until Tisha B'Av. That's what's Yasa Mitzar Adin. Of Lamaisa, our minig is we're noig from Rosh Chodesh Av, the whole 9 days we're noig not to take haircut and not to wash. But Mi'ikir Adin and the Gemara though, it's only Yasa that week. The Shua Shechar B'Tisha B'Av, that's what's Yasa. Yeah. Alright. Let's go a little bit by it. Easy for tomorrow. Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah says, Lo yoicha lo don beis tavshilim. On Erev Tisha B'Av, Toshinus means on the Suda Samafsekis, the last Suda you have before the Tainis, and not allowed to have two tavshilim. You can't eat two dishes then. You have to only eat like one dish. Omer Rav Yehuda, Lo yishonuel mishay shreis alamala. The Yisra is only after Chatzai Sayyim. After Chatzai Sayyim, that's when you can't have two dishes. Avu mishay shreis lamata, the first 6 hours of the day, mutter, you're allowed to have as much of a suda as you want. Like we're not talking about eating meat or wine. We're talking about having a big suda on Erev Tisha B'Av. So it's only after Chatzos that you can, but before Chatzos you could have. The Yomer of Yehuda, lo yishonu ela b'sudas hamafsik bo, another zach, this is alochem, that even after Chatzos, it's only also the suda you can have right before the tainus. But like we do, if you have a big supper, and then later you have a small suda, that's good. It's only by the last Suda, the Suda Samaf Sek is born, that you should not have more than one Tavshim. Aber the Suda Shein Amaf Sek born, but the supper that you need before the Suda Samaf Sek is Mutter. Then you can eat as much as you want. And with Tavai and Lekula, both going Lekula. Utsrich and Atak again need both Psokim. The Yashmin and the Suda Amaf Sek born, we just hear the Chiddush. That's the last meal you have. You can't have two dishes. Have a meal after the Meshay Shois, Ulamata. I would have thought, even if somebody is a strong guy, for some reason he doesn't like to eat, he's not going to eat that much, say, at Erev Tisha B'Av. And even today, at Erev Tisha B'Av, he's only going to eat the little Suda Samaf Sekas in the morning. So I would have thought when you have your last sud in the morning, you can't have two tashilim. Kamashma, no. That is to not have two dishes only starts after chatzos. But even if it's your last meal, but as long as it's before chatzos, you can have two dishes. Now the Yashmin Efroni would have said, Mishay Shoyz Lomalo, that the Issa starts from after Chatzos, after 12 o'clock, have a Mina Filo the Suda Shayna Mafsik Bum. I would have thought any Suda you have after Chatzos, the afternoon, you can't have more than two dishes. Kamash will know that it's only also the Suda Samafsik Bum. Only the last Suda before the Tainish, you can't have two dishes. But a Suda before that, you can have as much as you want. So what says Tani Kalishna Kamo, Tani Kalishna Basra. Learned the Rayas to both Pshotim. Tani Kalishna Basra. That has soya derev tishabov. Somebody has a meal on derev tishabov. In mustard lisoid sudacheris. If you plan to have another meal yet before the tainis, this is not going to be the last meal. Mutal lecho boss of lishas yain. It make radin, you're even allowed to eat meat, or else drink wine. You don't have the isser, only the last meal. V'yim lav osser. Lecho boss of lishas yain. But if this is going to be the last meal, this is the sudas of sekis, you're not allowed to have two tashilim, only one. This is what it is. Now, so this is a raya that the issur is only upon the last meal before the tainis. And tani kalishna kama, that erev tishabov, lo yoicha lodem shnei tashilim. That means, lo yoicha basal lishta yayin. You can't drink wine, and you can't eat wine, you can't drink wine. You can't eat meat, and you can't drink wine. You're shimming a liloina, yishana. You're allowed to, just make a shino, don't eat it in a normal manner, don't drink as much. Alright, this goes on, this is hemshech, alright, we'll stop here. We'll start over again tomorrow night.
Yeah, man.
You're holding that flamet. Start again from the two daft again. But the flamet of an hour. Erev Tishabov, lo yechalodim beit tashilim. On Erev Tishabov, by the Suda Samastekish, you're not supposed to have two dishes. Two tashilim, like two type of foods, like fish and eggs. You can't have two separate foods. Omri Rav Yudu, Shonarel, and Mishay Shoyis Lomala. That's only after Chatzai Sayyim. Avo Mishay Shoyis Lomata, before Chatzai Sayyim, before 12 o'clock. Mutter, you can have a suit, you can have two foods in your meal. The Omri Rav Yudu, Yudu also said, Shonarel, and Mishay Shoyis Lomata. This is to not to have two plates, like two dishes, is only in the last suit you have before Tisha B'Av. That's called the Suda Hamafsik Bo, that you're stopping before the Tainis. Avo Besuda Sheina Mafsik Bo, but the Suda before that, like we do, before Mincha we have a big Suda, then we dive a Mincha, then we have another small Suda, Mutter. So the first Suda, you're allowed to have a big Suda as much as you want, as long as the last Suda before Tisha B'Av, that's the Suda Hamafsekis, you don't have two foods then. Petavaya Lekulis, Psak now is both ways to go Lekula. What does that mean? Otsri Chanit, both is Psakim. The Yashmin and Besuda Hamasik Bov, what only said that the last meal you have before Tisha B'Av, you should not have two foods. I would have thought that filu mishay shoyis lamata. Even 10 o'clock in the morning, if for some reason you're a strong guy and you don't want to eat anymore today, this is going to be your last meal before the tainus. I would have thought even 10 o'clock in the morning, you should not have two foods in the meal. Kamash Mullah, no, teaches us not like that. That mishay shoyis lamalam, only from chatzais afterwards is it awesome. But before chatzos, even though it's your last meal, you can have as much as you want. V'yashmina mishay shoyis lamal, if you only would have said this chiddush, that the yisr only applies after chatzos, I would have thought that filo v'sud yishenu mafsik bo. It means after 12 o'clock you can't have a meal anymore. On Erev Tisha B'Av, after chatzos, I would have thought, no matter what you want to eat, you can't have more than one dish. Kamash Mullah, no, it's not that way. It teaches us that the Suda Hamasik Bo, it's only also to have two dishes, the last meal before Tisha B'Av. But if you plan like we do, before Mincha you have a big supper, and then after Mincha you have another small Suda, that's Mutter. Mosa Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basra, bring your riot to both Lashonis. Tanya Kalishna Basra, bring your proof to the second Lashon. It says like this, HaSoyed Erev Tisha B'Av. If somebody on Erev Tisha B'Av is sitting down to have a meal, to soy to fill himself up, Im osid losid sudacheris, if you plan to have another meal later, in other words, this is not the last meal, like we do, first we have supper, and then we have another suda later, mutalecho bosom, meikir adin of the Gemara, you're allowed to even eat meat on that, before suda samasekis. Felishtos yayin, you can even drink wine also. Medina the Gemara, it's mutter to drink wine and meat. It's only yosa machmas haminig, we're knowing not to eat meat and not to drink wine all 9 days. The Nikaradina Gemara it's mutter. But if you don't plan to have another meal, this is the last meal before Tisha B'Av, then tak it's also less le'echol bosom v'lishtos yayin. As Medina the Gemara, it's only also to drink wine and eat meat after Suda Samasekis. So there's a riot to the first lotion. There's a riot to the second lotion. That's totally in the last meal. The last meal you have before Tisha B'Av, that's the Suda, you're not allowed to eat meat, you can't drink wine, and you can't have two dishes. Tani Kalishna Kama, bring your proof to the first lotion that is totally in Chatzais and after Chatzais. It says like this, Erev Tisha B'Av. Lo yoichal adam shnei tavshilim. A person on Erev Tisha B'Av, his sudi should not have two dishes, two different type of foods. Lo yoichal bosa, don't eat meat. Lo yishto yain, you can't drink wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel lo yimei yishana. He says, make a difference. We'll soon see what that means. Change around the manner of eating. Make a difference. Yishana. We'll soon see what that means. And Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says, keitzed mishana. Like, what does Rav Shimon Gamliel mean to say you should change, make a difference? How do you make the difference? It means like this. If somebody used to eat for his lunch or supper two dishes, yoichal min echad, only have one dish right now. If you're a friendly guy, you always like to have 10 friends around when you eat your supper, isoyed b'chamisha. Now in Erev Tisha B'Av, have half as much, only have 5. Used to drink 10 glasses, whatever you're drinking, shoyses chamisha kaisis, now I want to drink 5. Those be mamayit, make a shino, make some difference from the way you used to do to the way you're doing now. Those Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you don't have to be mamayit so much, only to have. I mean, any type of a shino you're supposed to do is also good. So Mar says now, and this is derived to the first lashon. B'medivar mamurim, when do we say this halacha that you can't eat more than two foods, or eat wine, or drink wine, or eat meat? That's only mishay shoyis lamal, only after chatzos of Erev Tisha B'Av. But from before Chatzos, the first 6 hours of the day, mutter. So it's arrived to the first lotion. But that is an issue on Erev Tisha B'Av, by the Suda Samasekis, not to have too much. It's totally in before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Once there's Lechumra, like once it comes Chatzos Sayyim in the afternoon already, you're not allowed to eat. You can't have two dishes at one time. What's the tiny Yiddish? We want another brace like this. Erev Tisha B'Av. Lo yoichal adam shnei tavshilim. On Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat two dishes. And also, lo yoichal bosu, you're not allowed to eat meat then. Even though it's one dish. One dish of meat is also on Erev Tisha B'Av. Lo yishto yain, who are then you can't drink wine on Erev Tisha B'Av. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chachom Emorim, the Chachom say Yishana, make some type of a difference. What does that mean? Omemayit bevosu v'yain. And eat less meat and less wine. Notice he holds you're still allowed to eat meat. Just you have to be yishana, change, eat a little bit different than you used to eat. Ketzad, what does it mean? Ketzad mamayit, what does it mean? Do now a little bit less than you usually do. Imar yirogo lecho litra bosa. A guy mamish used to eat a ganze chunk, a whole big chunk of meat. A litra is a pound of meat. Used to eat, it's 5 pounds. Rashi brings down this called the bensara mayra. A bensara mayra is a kid that just ate a litra of bosa. Here it's a big size of meat. The guy eats a lot of meat. Yoichal chatzi litra, only eat a 1/2 pound of meat now. The guy would drink mamash alug. That's around 16 ounces of wine. That's how much wine he used to drink. As yishte chatzi lug, only drink 8 ounces of wine now. Don't drink so much. As yishte chatzi lug yayin. The yinein rogel kolikr, if you're not used to eating meat or drinking wine, osur. Then, punkt on Erev Tisha B'Av, it's also you start eating now, you shouldn't eat on Erev Tisha B'Av. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Im Hayirogel Lechol Tznoin. If you're used to eating tznoin, something that's radishes, or Meliach, or something that's salty, Achel Sudosi Rishus B'Yodi. Shimon says if that's what you used to eat after the meal, you're allowed to. In other words, it's not so much of enjoyment eating like tznoin radishes or eating something salty. See, all this you're allowed to do even after the Suda also. Rashi says, Meliach means dag, a salty fish. Or ibosa meliach, a salty meat. The engvoy tam kokaka doesn't taste so good. Acha sheshor shloshiyom melech. So therefore, you're allowed to eat it after your meal. Right, tan yidich, we want another brisa. Kol shul mishum Tisha B'Av. Anything you're doing now, mishum Tisha B'Av, which shechura means, like Rashi says, kol shul mishum Tisha B'Av, who going sudas hamafsik bo. There's a special Indian that before you start Tisha B'Av, have a suda. It's called the Suda Samasekis. It's like a special suda you're having l'kavod Tisha B'Av. On a regular day, you don't have to have a suda samapsekis, but before the tainus of Tisha B'Av, there's a special suda called the suda samapsekis. So since that's mishum Tisha B'Av, the halacha is also lechol basar. You're not allowed to eat meat in that meal. And that's the halacha. Mikra din. Now we're machmer again, even the 9 days not to eat meat. But mikra din is only also on the suda samapsekis. The also lishtos yain. Who then you're not allowed to drink wine? The also lirchutz. Who then is also to be roichutz? As b'shas, you start the suda samapsekis, you have some dinim of Tisha B'Av already. In other words, together, like, it's a suda now of zeicha the avelis. So you're like starting a little bit the avelis right now. So rechitza is also because rechitza is the one thing that if you wash yourself now, you're going to feel refreshed on Tisha B'Av also. So not to feel refreshed on Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to wash yourself already from starting the suda samapsekis. Anything that's not mishum tishav, in other words, before the suda samapsekis, or else it means the other tainuses, that before the tainus you have a suda, but it's not mishum tishav, then mutal lechol basar. On a regular tainus tibur, the last meal you have, avad, you're allowed to eat meat, and the lishtas yain, you're allowed to drink wine, the invite of yasal erchot achidish, and not to wash yourself either. In other words, on a tainus tibur of bubble, let's say, a real tainus tibur, rechitza is also, so the same svara. Since on the tainus itself, you're not supposed to wash yourself, it's a svara right before the tainus also, don't wash yourself. In order, you should not be refreshed at the beginning of the tainus. In other words, even a tainus tibur, there's an inyan not to wash yourself. So don't wash yourself right before the tainus either. Over the locher is, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yisiyem, and Mishumaviv, kol shor shemutal lechol. No, the word boss you should take out. Rashi also takes it out. Just means kol zaman you're allowed to eat. No, there's even an error of Tisha B'Av. Kol zaman you're not mekabel the tainus. Like it's during the suda samapsekis. Kol zaman you're allowed to eat is mutar lirchus. That's the locha. You're still allowed to wash yourself. Like error of Tisha B'Av, even after you finish the suda samapsekis, you're still allowed to wash yourself. Good, you don't take a shower in 9 days. But kol ponim, you're allowed to wash your hands, your face, you can still wash yourself. As we don't told the Yisra Rechitza starts b'shas the sudam, but the Yisra Rechitza not to wash yourself only starts b'shas the tainus itself. Torah Rabbonim, look at the brayos like this. Kol mitzvah sanheges b'yovel. Any mitzvah that are noig by an oval, b'shas you're an oval, the 7 days of Avelis, neheges b'Tisha B'Av. Who are then Tisha B'Av is also an Indian to be noig like an oval. We're an oval for the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, we're an oval. Is also b'chilu shtiyah. Now this you don't have by an oval, Rashi says, avad an oval is l'arit. On Tisha B'Av is a more chumram, b'chal, first of all, there's a tainus. Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat, you have to fast. That's one thing. Now, v'sich, you're not allowed to rub yourself on Tisha B'Av, just like a novel's not supposed to rub himself. Or nila tassan, you don't wear shoes. Or v'tashma shamit, it's also. V'yosu likras b'Torah, you're not allowed to learn Torah. V'neviyam uksuvim, you can't learn neviyam uksuvim. V'lishnayis b'mishni, you can't learn mishnayis. V'talmud, you can't learn gemara. Or v'medrash, medrashim, v'alochas, v'agodos. But you're allowed to read Chumash in a place that you don't know. In other words, something you don't know, the first time you're learning it, it's very hard for you. So you don't enjoy it so much. There's not so much enjoyment for you. Therefore, it's mutter. Who would then you're allowed to learn Mishnayis, this man the Yom holds, as long as you didn't learn that Mishnah yet. So the first time you learn it, it's pretty hard. You don't have so much enjoyment. You're allowed to learn it when you're in Ovul and on Tisha B'Av. You can read Kinus, the Iyuv, over Dvorim Horoyim Shibi Yimiyo. Who then the bad things that says in Yimiyo, also you're allowed to learn, it doesn't give you simcha. Vitinoika Shabes Rabin Betelim. And who then the Cheda, you close down Cheda on Tisha B'Av, Mishum Shinema. Because the Pasuk says, by learning Torah, that Tekude Hashem Yeshorim. By learning Torah, by Tekude Hashem Yeshorim, Sam Chilev, it makes you happy. So learning Torah makes you happy. On Tisha B'Av, when you're in Ovel, you're not supposed to be happy. Therefore, you can't learn on Tisha B'Av when you're in Ovel. We have Yehuda, like Yehuda says, and Allah is like this, Af ein akura b'mokim shena rogel likros. No, you're not allowed to learn Chumash even in a place that you're not rogel, you don't know how to do it yet. Ve'ein ashena b'mokim shena rogel lishnois. You're not allowed to learn Mishnah, even though you didn't learn them yet. Even though it's a little bit hard, but still, since you're learning, it's a geschmack, you have enjoyment, it's awesome. This year, you're allowed to read, learn Iyuv, the Novi Iyuv, or the Kinos, or the Dvorim Haroim Shabi Yim Yehu. These things, even though you're learning it, doesn't make you happy. You see the bad things, it only makes you feel bad. Cheder has to be closed, the school for the children has to be closed on Tisha B'Av. The pasuk says, "Tekudi Hashem Yishar Masam Chalev." By learning Torah, Masam Chalev, it makes you feel happy. Therefore, you can't do it on Tisha B'Av. But then the Mishnah says, "Lo Yoichal Basav Lishto Yain." You're not allowed to eat meat, and you're not allowed to drink wine. Al Kol Pona by the Sudas Hamafsekis. By the last meal you have before Tisha B'Av, by that Sudas, it's also to eat meat and also drink wine. Tony will learn like this: Avel Oichalu, Avel Oichalu Basam Liach. Now, Tony will learn this Avel. He's a but. Oichalu Basam Liach. If you have salty meat, that you're allowed to eat, even by the Sudas Hamafsekis. And you're allowed to drink the wine megita from the vat, fresh wine. Fresh wine, we'll soon see the first 3 days, it doesn't taste that good, you're allowed to drink it. Now, how long does the meat have to be salted? In other words, it's staying, it's old, the meat. How old does the meat have to be to say it's not so geschmack anymore? You don't have that much enjoyment that you're allowed to eat it on Erev Tisha B'Av? Is Omer Reb Chinan Abakana Mishmei de Shmuel Kol Zman Mis Kishlomim. Just like Kol Zman, you're allowed to eat the Shlomim. In other words, Shlomim first becomes nicer after 2 days and one night. So if the meat stayed over, salted, 2 days and one night, after that it doesn't taste so good anymore, and that's lacha by Shlomim, becomes a little bit nicer then, so therefore it's not that much enjoyment, therefore you're allowed to eat it by the Sudasim of Sekis. The Yayin Megita Yatkama, how long is the fresh wine? Are you still allowed to drink it? Kol Zman Shutoisis. Kol Zman is fermenting, it's like bubbling. And Tona, we learned, Yayin Toises Ain't by Mishum Gili. And Vekamati Sisasa Gimu Yomim. The first 3 days, that's when it's bubbling like it's hot, it's fermenting. And in those first 3 days, Ain't by Mishum Gili means, like this, if you have uncovered wine, you're not allowed to drink it. There's a sakona, maybe a snake drank from it, and the snake put some poison into it. Mashenka, in the first 3 days that the wine is fermenting, it's not so good then, even the snakes stay away from it. So you don't have to worry, a lot of drink it then. You do not have to be afraid that the snake drank from it. And the bottom Rashi says, the snake also runs away from its bubbling, from its fermenting. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Kachoye min hogosh Rav Yehuda b'Rav Yiloi. This was the minig by Rav Yehuda b'Rav Yiloi. That's also brought down halacha. It's a nice minig to do like this. That Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av by the Sudas Hamafsekis, Mevian loy pascha revam. They used to bring him an old piece of bread. Ba melech, he only had salt with it. The yoshev, and he sat between his oven and the stove.